Good morning, Auroville. Today is Tuesday, 24th of August, and in studio are Andrea, Yahalom, and a couple of volunteers. At microphone, Miriam. The weather forecast is saying today is a chance of a thunderstorm with overcast, with the highest temperature 28 degrees of Celsius and with the lowest 25 degrees Celsius. Wind is blowing from west-northwest with 18 kilometers per hour and the heat index is 32 degrees Celsius. At night, the wind is supposed to increase to 21 kilometers per hour from the same direction. Sunrise occurred today at 6 a.m. and it was set at 6:25, days long 12 hours and 25 minutes. Today is also the full moon and the moon will rise at 6:07 p.m. and it will set tomorrow morning at 5:29 a.m. This full moon is one of the most distant and therefore it would be the smallest of the year. Yesterday on 23rd of August, the sun moved out of royal, radiant, outgoing Leo into a sensible, earthy and hardworking Virgo for 4 weeks. In the Western Hemisphere, this is the time for the harvest, reaping the gifts of the summer. Tonight we can see at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. an Italian movie with the title Due Partite, The Ladies Get Their Say, which was made in Italy in 2009 and directed by Cristina Comencini with Enzo Monteleone. Movie is drama and it's happening in Italy in 1966 and it's about four female friends who meet regularly over a game of canasta to discuss their hopes, fears and concerns while the daughters play in the next room. Frustrations also emerge, many tied to the women's histories of extinguishing personal dreams in exchange for the false promises advertised in an optical bliss, and the setting then shift to Italy in 1996 when the women's daughter begin meeting of canasta, reflect on their own lives and ponder a tragedy that befell one of the mothers. Tomorrow at also Cinema Paradiso we can see at 8 p.m. movie which was made in UK with the title Renee Fleming, A Diva, and directed by Tony Palmer. It's a documentary, English with French subtitles, and that film presents a lax exploration of the life and career of the great American soprano Renee Fleming. Driving on the roads, you might notice that the second phase of the kindergarten road started. It's a new stretch also covered with red pavers and will add 100 meters to the existing paved road. It started on 16th of August and it's planned to be completed by mid-October. The Auroville Botanical Garden is making available ready vegetable plants for you to grow in your garden, in front of your house or in your balcony, pots or wherever you can. These months are ready to be picked up rucola, salad or lettuce, cherry tomatoes, brinjal or eggplant, capsicum or sweet pepper, basil, chili and flour. At Matrimandiri Gardens are in a desperate need for gardeners and helpers. The gardens of the solo world will need your help. Volunteers are needed to help maintain the gardens, including the almost finished garden of existence, the unity garden, the transition garden and the other general areas. Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at the town hall, there will be a meeting of Auroville security, which is looking for additional brave souls who want to do something worthwhile for the community and make a difference in tackling our security problems. So please come if you are healthy and physically fit, if you are patient and always cool, if you are responsible and reliable, and if you are able to meet new challenges, respond adequately in a crisis situation. Your responsibility will include keeping a watch on activities on our roads and accesses, being present and provide many assistance that may be needed, helping people who need support at the time of the troubling incident, and training will be available to help you responding efficiently to various challenging situations. Call the Auroville Security Service at 944-309-0107 or 944-33-62691. We also got some news from Quiet Healing Center about bioresonance treatments. Asfane recently returned from Germany with a new model of biocom machine based upon the latest technological advances in this field. This new machine transmits all the information to a small chip which can be placed on the body afterward. All body cells emit electromagnetic vibrations. During illness or injury, these vibrations become disharmonious. The biocom machine can read these vibrations and transmit complementary electromagnetic vibrations to restore harmony in the body. The biocom machine contains computerized programs to make an energy diagnosis and to determine which therapies are appropriate for specified symptoms, organs and meridians. Bioresonance therapy can be used for both diagnosis and treatment. Call Quiet Reception at 262-2646 or 262-2392. In Thoughts, an aphorism of Sri Aurobindo, we read, "To the soul that has heart of the highest beatitude, life cannot be evil or sorrowful illusion. Rather, all life becomes the ripping laugh and laughter of a divine lover, playfellow." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroradio.org.